This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله Brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the seventh lecture from the series Believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in light of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And last lecture we spoke about knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which can be done two ways. Way number one, reflecting upon His creation and pondering and looking at what He created. And by watching this and observing this, you will certainly conclude that the Creator is far greater than the creations. The second way to get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to learn the text, and I mean by the text the divine texts, whether it is in the Quran or whether it is in the sound, authentic Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which directly speak about Allah. وهذا الباب, this door, they call it باب الأسماء والصفات, the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before I begin, ya ikhwa, and we already spoke about the importance of this, هذا الباب, this door, ضل فيه كثير من المسلمين. A lot of Muslims went astray. They made up their own conclusions once it comes to the divine text. They ended up, some of them, rejecting the attributes completely, مثل الجهمية مثلا, مثل المعتزلة, الفلاسفة. They say if you give Allah attributes, then you're really making Allah human being. هذا الكلام مردود, because the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like your essence. Allah has a complete different essence, which is totally different to our essence. His divine essence is different. And this is something that we sense even in when we speak. You say the eye of a lion, the eye of a dog, the eye of a cat, the eye of a bird. Are these eyes alike? They look alike? Why? Because the essence is different. So you cannot reject the attributes for the fear that you're going to end up likening Allah to His creation. Those we call them المعطلة, those who reject the attributes. The other end of this, we have المجسمة, المشبهة, الممثلة. Those who say the attributes of Allah is like the attributes of people. So they did totally the opposite, the contrary to this. And then comes in a third group called Al-Mukayyifa. They say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes, they function in a certain way and they identify this way. هذا تكييف. We do not know how Allah. The only one who knows how Allah is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا يعلم كيف الله إلا الله. We don't know. But we believe that his attributes have a way of functioning. But how? We are not aware of the exact details. Therefore, the scholars of the Ummah have governed the way that you understand the text which talks about Allah, names and attributes, with certain principles, qawa'id, certain way to understand the text. The moment that you astray, you go away from that principle or these principles, you will find yourself just following the footsteps of those who got misguided before you. And this is the subject matter of tonight. The principles which guard the understanding of the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just for you to follow me, because this is a little bit academic, but it's important. First of all, and we may have done this before, but one more time we do it, we want to address the difference between the names and the attributes. You always hear me saying names, attributes, ism wa sifa, ism wa sifa, ism wa sifa, asma wa sifat, asma wa sifat. What is the difference between the two? We'll address this first to begin with. Two, we want to talk about the principles regarding understanding the textual evidence. النصوص التي تتحدث عن الأسماء والصفات. How do you understand it? Can you use metaphoric المجاز يعني, or do you have to take the apparent meaning? We have to talk about certain principles which govern the way that you understand the textual evidence. Then hopefully tonight inshallah we'll be able to cover the names and we'll leave the attributes. لأن باب الصفات ما شاء الله يعني فيه كلام كثير يعني. So hopefully we'll cover this tonight inshallah. Just talking about the difference between the names and the attributes. Two, we want to talk about the principles which govern the way that you understand the textual evidence which talks about the names and the attributes, and then talk about the principles regarding the names tonight, and we will do the attributes the next lecture inshallah. Very quickly, the difference between the name and the attribute of Allah. Let's give an example. A name of Allah, Ar-Rahman. هذا اسم. The attribute is what? Ar-Rahmah, mercy. Al-Ghafoor, maghfira. The forgiver, forgiveness. Now, the first difference between the name and the attribute, that you can derive an attribute out of each name. And actually some of the scholars said you can do more than one. But you cannot derive a name out of the attribute. This is a key. We have an example, the attributes, which is the attributes of al-muqabala. When the creation of Allah blot, Allah says, I blot too. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ. So what attribute are we talking about here? The attribute of what? Blotting, al-makr. Now, can you derive a name out of that attribute? Can you call Allah the blotter? No, you can't. So you must have a text that name the name. But the attributes are many. You need to understand in the bab al-sifat dawasa, the attributes are many. لأن Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah does what He pleases. Oh, but then, once we talk about the attributes, ikhwa, we end up with two areas. صِفَاتُ الذَّاتِ وَصِفَاتُ الْأَفْعَالِ. The attributes which talks about the divine essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like al-qawi, al-sami', al-basir, al-hakim. هذه صفات ذات. It describes the divine essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is another door called sifatul af'al. The attributes pertaining to the actions. And Allah has a lot of actions. That is why the door of the attributes is far vaster than the names. Because the names are confined to what? To what is being mentioned. Do you understand? Wallah ya jama'ah. You're understanding? Huh? We're doing good? You understand what I just said? طيب. Then we say we cannot derive an attribute. I'm sorry, we cannot derive a name from the attribute, but you can derive attributes from the name. So that's difference number one. Difference number two, when you call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do you use the name or the attribute? What? The name. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. To Allah belongs the most beautiful names, then call upon Allah using these names. You don't say, Ya Rahmah, O Mercy. La, تقول Ya Rahman, O Merciful. Ya Qawi, you do not say, O Power. Ah. So you call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with what? With the name, not with the attributes. Any questions regarding this? Huh? Again, something that I just mentioned, Allah's names, when you use the name, it refers to Allah and what? An attribute of Allah. So it refers to Allah and the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, principles concerning the textual evidence. There are certain principles, rules, which guard the way that you understand and deal with the text which talks about the names and the attributes. Number one, and we keep saying this over and over again, and we'll find us saying it over and over again. The names and the attributes must be established by Allah and His Messenger. So the names and the attributes must be where? Coming from where? Quran and Sunnah. There is no place for free thinking. No place for analogy. You can't, because you have not seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no one can. Nor there is anything that resembles Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of His creation, so you can try to describe Allah. There is nothing similar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once it comes to His divine essence, once it comes to His actions, once it comes to His names and attributes. So, وَلَا تَقِفْ وَلَا تَقْفُ I'm sorry. وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ Don't. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءٍ Meaning revealed. You do not get to know, you do not manage to know anything about Allah except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given to you of knowledge about Him. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءٍ Meaning the Quran and what? And the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's principle number one. Taban, we find the ikhwa example of these attributes which we must affirm, like His face. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a face. Two hands, two eyes, His speech, His will, His liking, disliking, His pleasure, His love, His anger, His hate, His ascension over the throne, His descent to the lower heaven, His coming to judge between His servants in the day of reckoning, and other innumerous, countless. لِلْمِنْ كُلْ شَيْءٍ تَسْتَطِيعْ أَنَّتَ تُخْرِجْ صِفَةً صفة فعل مش لازم صفة ذات صفة فعل an attribute pertaining to His actions سبحانه وتعالى now so when there is a name or an attribute mentioned in the Quran or the Sunnah we must affirm it we also negate what He negated He said I do not die He said I do not sleep We must do what? Negate. We must negate any attribute which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negated from Himself. With an addition, we must affirm the opposite of that. So if I say Allah does not die, that means He's alive. What kind of life now? Perfect life. You understand? When I say that a slumber of sleep does not take Allah, overtake Allah, that means He's what? We affirm the opposite. He's all aware. And He's not tired, or like the Christians and the Jews say, huh? That Allah created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, then He rested. La, we don't say that. It's not He's awake and tired. We affirm what? The opposite, perfect attribute to what we negated. Example of attributes which must be negated due to the text and affirm their opposites as perfect attributes, dying, sleeping, slumbering, inability, ignorance, oppression, heedlessness. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا يَعْمَلْ الظَّالِمُونَ Allah is not unaware of what the oppressors are doing. Oppression, heedlessness, and so forth. But here is a piece that is so important. Listen carefully to this. What about the things which Allah did not affirm nor negate it? Correct? We must do what? ما هو أنا أقول لك في ناس there are people who they use this door to insult Allah actually. يقول لك الله والعياذ بالله يعني please forgive me يعني والله I say this just for the sake of it. Allah doesn't dance. يقول لك ما هو he's negating what but is at the same time he's doing what. اوعى. Don't. Allah doesn't walk in the street. Allah doesn't go to the club. He's negating. He's But no. You only negate what have been what? Negated. You don't assume. You don't come up with your own form of negations. Or you do not affirm other things which you think is good. Like the Muslims now, يقول لك الله يا أخي ربنا ده مهندس. يقول لك الله ده مهندس. Allah is an engineer. Engineer? يا ليلتك سودة. Where did you get this from? You just have attributed a name to Allah. Where is the text? So when there is things which were not negated nor affirmed. يعني بعض الإخوة هنا سألني يعني one of the brother asked me Allah descends in the lower heaven when the last third of the night. But if you really look at it, the last third of the night is really every time, because according to the different time zones, the last third of the night is all the time. Correct? يعني هو عايز يقول إيه? What does he want to say? That Allah is always where? Don't say this. يعني I want to give an example, but hopefully you'll understand it. An example of something that has not been negated nor affirmed. I given that example before, but I'll give another example that I have here, which that statement, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears with two ears. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears without ears. Which of the two statements is correct? Which one? Huh? Both are false. Because it's never been mentioned in the Quran, nor in the authentic Sunnah, that Allah has two ears. But at the same time, I cannot negate it, because possibly He has two ears. So my job is what? Keep quiet. You understand? So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not affirm something, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not negate something, we're supposed to be what? Don't voluntarily come up with your own what? Stop. The other example that I wanted to share with you is a lot of the people, and you will find this in Kutub al-Asma wa Sifat, Mawdu' al-Jiha. Does Allah has a jiha? Meaning, يعني jiha? Direction. Position. Look at this. We say to these brothers, this word has never been used in the Quran nor in the Sunnah. Stay away from it. But if you want an answer to this, Allah told us that He is in the heavens. وبعدين يا إخوة, once we say He's in the heavens, we do not mean that He's above the skies. لا. We mean what? Highness. علو. Don't think that we're talking that Allah is within the dimensions, the physical dimensions of the heavens. لا. إزاي وهو the heavens is in one of his fingers and the earth is in another finger. How? لا. نقصد الإيه. When we say that أأمنتم من في السماء, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asked the female slave of or servant, I'm sorry, the الجارية of الصحابي معاوية بن الحكم السلمي, قال في السماء. So once we say في السماء, Allah في السماء, Allah is in the heavens above the throne, we mean He is what? This is the direction, if this is what you mean. But don't use the word what? Jiha. Because it has not been used. طيب. Another principle regarding the textual evidence. You must keep to the apparent meaning of the word. You cannot understand it metaphorically. And this is where the Asha'ira fall in. هم يردون يعطلون صفة المجيء. For example, in the day of resurrection. يعني one of the things that will happen, Allah will come in a way that fits him in the day of resurrection to judge amongst his mankind. كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا. صفة المجيء, the attribute of him coming سبحانه وتعالى in the day of resurrection, affirmed, ثابتة في القرآن وفي السنة. يجمع الله الأولين والآخرين, حديث ابن مسعود, ثم يجيء ليقضي بين الخلائق هل ينظرون إلا أن يأتيهم الله في ظلل من الغمام والملائكة وقضي الأمر. طب انت هتعمل ايه يا سيدي بالكلام هذا؟ انت بتعطل صفة المجيء. You're denying, rejecting the attribute of Allah coming. يأخذ اللفظ عن معناه, يقول لك ايه, جاء أمر ربك. شايف؟ The command of Allah will come. فين يا عم الكلام هذا؟ Where do you find this? هو خايف من ايه؟ Why is he afraid? He's afraid to make Allah look like a human in coming. Yes, he, who said this? He comes in a way that fits him. ليس كمثله شيء. He comes in a way, but not like the way that we come. هو قال هذا. قل هو الله أحد, الله الصمد, لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. No one is like Allah سبحانه وتعالى. So why are you concerned? الناس الأشاعرة أيضا, اللي هو الحديث بتاعه, يتنزل الله للسماء الدنيا, الله سبحانه وتعالى, when the last third of the night is here, Allah descends in the lower heaven. الحديث يقول لك لا 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 لا, يشوف أهو, يخرج باللفظ عن الحقيقة إلى المجاز. He takes the word from its apparent meaning to a metaphorical meaning. يقول لك no, the mercy of Allah descends. طب how did you do this? لا, ما هو هو. You must keep the apparent meaning of the text when you talk about the names and the attributes. You cannot, يقول لك الموضوع ايه, يد الله فوق أيديهم. The hand of Allah is above what? Their hand. طب هو يقول لك يد الله. القرآن يقول لك the hand of Allah, the hand of Allah. لا, يقول لك لا 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 لا. The power of Allah overcome their power. ليه يا عم الحاج؟ Why? لا, you must. هو خايف again. He is afraid that he's going to affirm a hand to Allah. يا سيدي, who said his hand is like my hand? ما هو في أصل ثاني, ليس كمثله شيء. ف rule number two, you must keep to the apparent meaning of the text. Listen to this, يا إخوة. The meanings are known to us while their specific details are not. So the overall meaning of the attribute of the known is known. السميع, the hearer. What is this? He hears, is known, but how is not known to us. يا إخوة, أهل السنة لا يفوضون الصفة. نحن لا نفوض المعنى. إحنا نفوض إيه؟ we give up the fact that you can reach a detailed understanding of how Allah works once it comes to His attributes. But we believe that Allah hears in a way that I don't know. And you see, the other thing here is that Allah did not command you to know. Allah did not ask you to know. He just asked you to believe in it. That's it. ولذلك الإمام مالك يا إخوة الرد بتاعه out of this world. لما سئل عن استواء الله على العرش, when he was asked that Allah ascends above the throne, what did he say? الاستواء معلوم. Ascending is known. I know what ascension is. على واستقر is known. Somebody who rose and he sat. معروف. الكيف مجهول. How about is unknown to me. الإيمان به واجب. I must believe that Allah ascended.